Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
As the 250,000 students plan their return to college next month, the accommodation crisis continues to bite. The search is on now. The cost and the shortage of suitable accommodation is creating panic among students across the country. I'm joined now by Declan Raftery, who's Chief Operations Officer at Dublin City University, DCU. Declan, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thanks, Cormac. Good evening to you.
Tell me this, are DCU students concerned about where they'll live next month when classes begin?
Look, Cormac, I think the honest situation for everybody is about the start of the new academic year looming in early September. The challenge of securing affordable accommodation is coming into sharp focus for students and their families. And it's been a challenge in previous years, but as you said in the outset, it's an even greater challenge this year. And the supply is very limited, the costs have increased, and it really is a perfect storm for students at this point in time.
Yeah, and private rented accommodation aside, how many students can attain student accommodation on your campus there?
So we currently have 1,500 beds on campus at the moment, and rental levels start at 5,900 for the coming academic year. But we've planning permission for 1,243 new beds since 2019.
But they won't be built until...
No, the challenge, if we get the green light now, you're really talking a 2 or 3 year window, depending how the construction goes, to bring them on stream. So we have to find ways across the university system to navigate the next 2 or 3 years if a viable solution can be brought forward to allow us to build affordable on-campus student accommodation.
So what are you going to do? Because we carried a report in the last number of days of Sligo IT. Their number of inquiries in terms of accommodation now increased threefold this year. So you must be getting thousands of queries at DCU.
We are, and we've seen application rates jump again. I mean, I can't throw up about 6 or 7 applications per bed again this year. It's a huge issue, and there is no easy solution. You have to be honest about it. There is no magic solution that we can all turn around in the next 4 or 5 weeks and say we have additional beds. I would appeal for we're on air to homeowners throughout the country, maybe those who used to rent a room or digs, as we would call it in the old days. They might reconsider renting rooms to students, and in particular appeal to homeowners maybe for understandable reasons during the COVID period and health concerns didn't or stopped renting rooms. And they might revisit that now in terms of accommodating students in the local universities. Everybody's living with significant increases in the cost of living. And the tax changes by government means they can earn up to €14,000 now tax-free by renting rooms in their houses to students.
Do you think landlords should be incentivized further to take on students, or specifically for students?
I think they should. I think we need to find something that builds that stopgap, as I said, about 2 or 3 years, where we all hope, with ongoing discussions with government, we can come up with a solution that would allow us to build affordable on-campus accommodation. But we need to bridge the next 2 or 3 years with some creative solutions until that arrives.
Like what? Do you have anything in mind, Declan?
I mean, I think the rent room is there, but we have to be honest. There is an absolute shortage of housing across the country. We're also dealing with the Ukrainian refugee crisis, which is very understandable. These individuals are fleeing an appalling situation in their home country. Mm-hmm. It is very, very difficult, but I think if we could reassure people that we understand COVID, we understand the virus, we understand better how to treat it. We have very high vaccination rates in this country, over 82%, one of the highest in the world. And we might get more people who might reconsider. And in particular, I would appeal to slightly more elderly age group out there, maybe who kids have left home and have empty rooms and would enjoy the company in the house, as well as the extra income.
Look, it's a genuine and heartfelt plea, but with a slight tinge, if you don't mind me saying, of desperation. And you're not alone there. TCD, for example, have been appealing to alumni as well to take people in, and other colleges right throughout the country as well. But is it not the case, we have to face up to it, that students may not get accommodation? Students, DCU students and others this year, and they might have to defer.
We may have to face that reality, Cormac. It's unfortunate, and we may have no choice. We've already been dealing with students for many years, commuting from further distances. Mm-hmm. But now you're dealing with higher fuel costs and all the other challenges that we're all dealing with in difficult circumstances.
Could they not do the course remotely if they wanted to?
I mean, there's already, some of the learnings from the COVID period have brought a lot more material online. But you've got to look at how we best educate our students and the kind of experience that they want versus sitting at a laptop in the box room at home on their own versus on a predominantly on-campus experience.
No, it's not optimal, but will it be an option if they want it instead of deferring?
It's very hard to deliver what's called dual delivery for us, which is both online and also students in the classroom. It doesn't work very well. You've got to do one or the other. It's very difficult. I think nothing should be off the table at the moment. But it's far from ideal.
Yeah, far from ideal is right. You mentioned the Ukrainian refugees who are fleeing war and devastation in their own country. You have hundreds of Ukrainian refugees in student accommodation in DCU, is that right?
We have 500 Ukrainian refugees with us since May. And unfortunately, they have to leave DCU accommodation here shortly on the 21st of August.
Why do they have to leave, Declan?
Because we're getting ready for the new academic year. We just need 2 weeks to do our usual repairs and maintenance and deep clean before we have our own students coming in for the start of the new academic year, unfortunately.
But where will they go then?
I think, in fairness, I know a lot of the senior officials in the Department of Housing and Children are working around the clock 7 days a week trying to find solutions for not just the refugees and student accommodation, but the whole issue of the refugees and accommodating. I don't know where they're going. I'm hoping there are solutions around the corner. Yeah. The original provision for the universities to use the student accommodation was for surge capacity. So that extra emergency measure, if they needed it over the summer, and they did. Mm-hmm. But we all knew that we would come to a crunch point come the end of August when we'd have to vacate those accommodation units.
Were you asked, as a matter of interest, by the government to extend that period to allow the Ukrainian refugees to stay in that student accommodation?
We were, and we extended the accommodation by 2 weeks. We took advantage of the situation with the Leaving Cert being delayed and first year's being 2 weeks late in starting. So we extended the window where they could stay here in DC by that 2 weeks.
Were you not asked to extend it further? Because I honestly don't know, hand on heart, where those Ukrainian refugees will go now. There's such a shortage of housing supply in the country. So were you asked by government, just as a matter of interest, to extend that further?
We were. I think all the universities have been asked, again, where possible and where they've any discretion at all to extend the accommodation. But we're hitting a fixed deadline of where students return to campus and start their academic year.
And have those spaces been bought up by the students then? Is that it?
Yes, so all our places are fully allocated and oversubscribed with the waiting list as we normally have. We operate a lottery system. It's a random system allocated, and I said I think we'd have 7 applications for every bed this year, so everything is literally gone.
Okay, it's a dire situation, there's no question about it, but thank you very much indeed for talking to us and explaining a lot of what's going on at DCU. That's Dr Declan Raftery, Chief Operations Officer at DCU. Declan, thank you.
Thanks, Cormac.